This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Randy Prangy, thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a big day here on Sports Saturday. Sure, the football season wraps up in DeKalb with 5 through 8A championships today. Lots of turkey tournaments will wrap up today. That's all fantastic. It's all great. But it all pales in comparison to T-Tote, who is with us now. Terry, good morning.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, and hello, and welcome to a very busy Sports Saturday. You've got the high school football championships wrapping up, of course, the college football season in high gear, and college basketball, the Illini playing for a championship tonight, I do believe.
That's right. Helps when you have some of your best players on the floor if you're the Illini, with Kendrick Nunn returning last night. And with you back now, T, we've got our top dog back on the WSMI airwaves. He is Randy.
Well, I'm not arguing with you.
You don't like it. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Nothing I can do.
Terry, we have missed you greatly. So glad that you are back in the area. And if you would, please, maybe just give some of the folks out there a little recap and synopsis of what you've been up to here.
Sure. Sure thing, Tim. First off, I had a cancerous mass in my belly, which was removed. It was bigger than the size of a football, according to the doctors. I went to the University of Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio, to have it removed. That's one of the top three centers in the country to do this sort of procedure. And things worked out great. The doctors were terrific. But, you know, I've got a lot of people to thank, and starting with my wife, Brenda, who is just an absolute rock. She is just tremendous. It was such a great help in getting me through this situation. And, of course, my kids and brothers and sisters and even, you know, you guys at WSMI, of course, for contacting me and staying in touch and everything. So the mass is gone. There was a procedure that was done that once they got the things all cut out, they bathed the abdomen area in a chemotherapy bath for about 90 minutes in order to kill any residual. And then closed me up, and I spent basically 1 month, 4 weeks exactly, in the hospital at the University of Cincinnati.
Now, you're able to up and walk around the house and go for walks, like, say, outside and that sort of thing, right?
Oh, sure. Right now, it's just about building stamina. You know, I'm feeling really pretty good, but you just don't have a whole lot of stamina. So it's about building some stamina now and, you know, getting back into the swing of things as far as a routine is concerned. Of course, my diet restrictions are a little bit, I do have some diet restrictions right now, but that will, you know, gradually pass as well. So feeling very good, glad to be home. As they said in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home.
How was the ride home, by the way?
The ride home was a little bit long. We got going and actually had a delay of about 40 to 50 minutes due to an accident where we were just basically sitting still on our trip back from Cincinnati. But all in all, it was all right. We made it home and got home by about 9:30 in the evening on when we did get home. So all in all, I think for what I've been through, I'm very thankful for everybody who offered up thoughts and prayers. To those who sent cards, those who have called, it was absolutely wonderful to hear from everybody, and I really, really, really appreciate it. I really miss work, obviously. This is one of my passions, as you know, but we're taking it nice and slow, and kind of slow and steady, kind of like the tortoise, you know? That's the best way to go.
Yeah, it's good. Well, he ended up winning the race, you know.
Yeah, it's all about winning the race. You're right.
And well, another, you got to learn to walk before you can run, too.
Yeah, and it's a race I intend to win. So, you know, we're going to just take it slow and easy and not push myself. I am able to get out and drive a little bit and, you know, at least walk and stay active. So, just, again, it's the stamina thing right now. But, boy, what an exciting time of year it is for sports and in particular high school sports.
Well, T, and this is your time of the year, too, with basketball really getting ramped up full speed now. And we've got several teams playing for championships tonight. The Litchfield girls can win their tournament with a victory. Lincoln Wood can win the New Berlin tournament with a victory. And, of course, the Lady Toppers taking on Auburn over in Taylorville. And, Terry, I know you've had your eye on Sammy Matouche for a number of years, and she is living up to all the expectations so far.
Well, she's the real deal. And when you start talking about teams that could make a deep run sometime, you're talking about having one of those types of guards that can take control of a ball game. And Sammy Matouche is that type of guard, much in the same vein as Hope Schulte, who was at Hillsborough High School in the 2006 state championship team, and, of course, before that, the great Molly McDowell at Nokomis in the state championships for 98 and 99. She's right in that same vein, and I think the Lady Hilltoppers are sitting pretty here as far as the talent they have. You know, they weren't a bad team to begin with.
Right.
That's the thing. And then you add into the mix a point guard like Sammy Matouche, and holy mackerel, things begin to happen.
Absolutely. So the Toppers will take on Auburn tonight at the championship game of the Taylorville tournament. Terry, it's so great to hear your voice. We're going to let you go here because we know you've got some other things you got to get to. But so glad you're back, Terry. We can't wait till you're back at the radio station, and glad you're okay.
Well, thanks for calling. And Tim, I appreciate the opportunity. And again, to anyone who had offered up prayers and cards and calls and everything, a big, big thank you. And I really appreciate it. And look forward to getting back very soon.
All right. T, have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Terry. It's coming up on 12 minutes after the hour of 9. That was WSMI's Terry Tote, and he'll be back behind our WSMI microphones soon. I'm not going to say exactly when, but soon.
He's back in town, so it's sooner than later.
Yes.
And you hear him talk about Sammy Matouche. He compares her to Hope Schulte. He compares her to Molly McDowell. These are not two people that I've ever heard Terry compare.
No.
I heard him compare Hope Schulte to Molly McDowell, and I have not heard him compare any high school basketball player to those two since then. So that is, when Terry says something like that, you take it to heart.
He's seen a lot of basketball over the years.
Absolutely. He's seen a lot of great basketball over the years.
A lot of great basketball players, too.
No doubt about it. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we'll take a look back at yesterday's football state championships. We'll see if we can catch up with Auburn head coach Dave Bates. We will do that following these messages on WSMI's Sports Saturday. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Tim Mize along with Randy Prangy. Here on the last Saturday in November, and that means high school football is wrapping up in the state of Illinois. The first four classes played yesterday, 5 through 8 will play today. Now, in the 1A game yesterday, Stark County fell to Arcola by the score of 35-17. In the Class 2A game yesterday, Downs Tri-Valley beat Auburn by the score of 41-8. In the 3A game, Kankakee McNamara beat Tolono Unity 50-7. And in the 4A game yesterday, Chicago Phillips over Altoff Catholic 51-7. And we've got a chance now, very happy to catch up with Auburn head coach Dave Bates. Dave, Tim Mize, Randy Prangy with you. Thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
I bet. Let's talk a little bit about, we'll get to the game yesterday. I know it didn't end how you wanted, but what was this week like for you and your kids?
Well, it was very fast. A lot of things to do, not a lot of time. We had the holiday, Thanksgiving, and all that. It just, it's kind of a blur.
And Dave, obviously, you've been a head coach for a long time. This game had kind of been the last thing that you had to accomplish in your high school career, so to speak. Was it everything you thought it would be, the state championship game?
Oh yeah, it was. You know, it's kind of a culmination of a lot of things that we've done over the years. You know, we had 5 semifinal teams that didn't get to go, that lost over the years. And I kept telling every group that would lose, I said, you know, there's going to come a point where we're going to break through this and get in it, and it's going to be a credit to you, you know, to all those past teams that kind of set the bar and put us close. And I said, somebody's finally going to get through, and it's going to be good for all of Trojan Nation because of it.
And that that semifinal win that this team got this year, that really was for all your players in the past, was it not?
No question. No question. And, after that game, I have so many texts that I haven't even replied to. I mean, I bet I had 500-600 texts. And people from all over the country that I've at one time have coached, and now they're halfway around everywhere. And there were so many people at the game that were former players yesterday, so it was pretty cool.
Now, your semifinal game, the weather was just nasty. Did you wake up on Saturday and kind of look to the sky and be like, Lord, come on, man?
You know, when I went out there after we ate breakfast, I at that point, it was even worse than it was at game time. I mean, it was snow flurries, and it was – I bet you the wind was probably 50 miles an hour. I mean, it was like gust. It was like almost knocking you back. And I was a little worried. I wasn't as worried as probably I would have been in years past, just because offensively we ran the ball really well this year, and I knew that we would probably be okay because of it.
Dave Bates, the head coach of the state runner-up Auburn Trojans, joining us here on Sports Saturday. And, Dave, the game yesterday, obviously get down 41-0, but there was a couple points in that first half where you were down deep in Tri-Valley's territory, and if you can punch the ball in there, the game could be completely different.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple chances in the first half and just couldn't get it done. But I'll give credit to Tri-Valley. I went into the game thinking that a lot of our strengths this year, which is a little unusual for us, were our up front people on both sides of the ball. We were pretty good. And our offensive line, our defensive line really gelled late in the year, but our offensive line was kind of our, they were the group that played well all year and kind of the group that we relied on a lot. We had a quarterback that ran for 800-900 yards and a quarterback that ran for about 1,600. So we threw, we obviously had a receiver drew points. He caught 100 passes. But they were kind of the group that really from the very beginning, that was playing very well. And I just didn't see Tri-Valley handle on us, and I'll give them credit up front on both sides of the ball. They kind of took it to us.
And they were a physical ball club. That's one of the more physical high school teams I've seen in a while.
Yeah, no, they were, and not real big, but they really got off the ball and they hit you. I mean, I think we hit pretty well too. But I mean, they come after you.
Dave, as you look back on the season now, obviously you started 1-3, but those three losses, I think, were by like a combined 7 points with an overtime in there. As you look back on it now, are you surprised with the run that you guys went on late in the year?
Well, you know, I made this comment a couple different times. I remember one of my early semifinal teams that was really good, and I happened to be up at the finals because I think I was doing something with the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association All-State team. I think I was a president at the time, and I was handing out plaques, and Kenny Leonard was up there, and their team was playing, and he said something to me. He goes, you know, you're going to get there someday, but it might not be the team that you really thought would get you there. And that probably was a very profound statement, because that's kind of what it was. In this group, I knew this group was going to be good. I just kind of had a feeling that we had something. But when you start 1-3, you kind of wonder. And I kept telling the kids, I really think, you know, if we just hang in there and keep improving, we're going to do it. And our offense, really, from the outset, was pretty good. Our defense was pretty new. We'd replaced, like, 8 people. We only had like 3 starters. And I knew my longtime defensive coordinator, Bill Carlicker, he's one of the best guys on defense that I've ever been around. And I knew if we gave him some time, he'd get it figured out. And we did some changes and moved some people around. And about playoff time, they started playing really, really well. And then on offense, really, our biggest problem on offense was just there were some times in those first early games where we turned the ball over. And between the defense improving and us not turning the ball over, that was probably the difference of the season.
And David, it's interesting, like, when you get up to the state tournament, none of the four games yesterday were really close, and that's not really that abnormal because there's so many different elements that go into the ball game yesterday. What was that first quarter like emotionally?
Well, you know, for us, it was the first time there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is a little bit different for a team that's been there the first time than a team like Tri-Valley. They've been there 2 years before and lost. And they had a few people. They had four or five kids that had played as sophomores on that team. And one of them was a quarterback. So at the end of the first quarter, I think it was still fairly close. But I do think our kids realized that Tri-Valley was pretty darn good. And maybe it could have been a better outcome, but it's just kind of one of those things that started to snowball on us, and it is what it is.
Dave Bates, the head coach of the Auburn Trojans, joining us. And, Dave, the great thing about playing for the state championship is 10 years from now, no one's actually going to remember what the score of the game was. They're going to remember the experience, the great times, the bus ride up, the hotel stay, all those different things. So what was it like to stay overnight in a hotel, be treated first class like you were, police escort to the stadium, you're in a D1 locker room? Just kind of talk about those types of ancillary things, if you could.
Well, it's all cool stuff. I mean, we practiced over at Illinois College, I think, on Tuesday just to get used to playing on the turf a little bit. And then we practiced Thanksgiving actually about noon on Thanksgiving. We took off at about 3 o'clock on Thursday and took a charter bus up and stayed at Sycamore at a hotel. And ate when we got there, and then just kind of chilled that night and went to bed about 9:30 and got up in the morning and had breakfast there catered by a restaurant, and then took a police escort over to the game, which Sycamore, it's only probably was 15 minutes maybe at the most. And then we got there early enough for the kids to kind of get out on the field without their uniform and just kind of take everything in during the 1A game, because I knew, you know, it's not like going to, we've got a great facility, but it's not like going to Auburn Stadium by any means. So, and we were the ones actually that were in Northern's actual locker room. They have four different locker rooms, but we were in their locker room, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's very, very top-notch nice. I mean, their showers are almost as big as our locker room, and our locker room is pretty cool. So we got all that taken care of, and I would say after about the end of the second quarter, we all went in and then got dressed, got ready, and then we warmed up in their practice facility, which is connected right to the stadium, and it's a 100-yard field inside, and it's pretty nice. It's all glass enclosed and very high roof, so you can punt the ball as high as you want, and it's not going to touch it. So we did most of our warm-ups there and then went out on the field for the last 20 minutes and got ready for the game and did the introductions and played football. So it's all a pretty neat experience. Kids will never forget it. I'll never forget it. It was a really, really cool week-long blur.
Absolutely. And, Dave, with all that cool stuff, did you even try to sell your kids before the game that this is just another game?
No. Because, I can sometimes maybe put something over a kid here or there, but when you're sitting there, in the locker room before the game, they knew how much it meant. I was pretty much, I kind of told them up front, this doesn't happen very often. I've been trying to do this for 30 years, and this is my first time. So they knew it was, something that might not ever happen again at Auburn.
Dave, we'll get you out of here on this. Obviously, kids, normally not the biggest fan of, say, having practice on a holiday. But if you're a football player and get to have a Thanksgiving Day practice, that's really good.
Well, this is the first time that I've ever not had turkey or dressing, which is my favorite food, on Thanksgiving. But this is the one time that I'll practice instead of that, because there's not very many teams at this point that are even still have their pads out there. There were very few, and so it's pretty cool to do it. I told the kids up front, you know, if we win this semifinal game, these are some things that are going to happen that aren't normal. So you're going to have to make sure mom and dad know this and that and whatever, because it's going to come real fast. And, if you want to celebrate Thanksgiving, you probably want to do it on Wednesday or today. So it all worked out good, and it was very cool, and I think the kids had a great time.
Awesome. Dave Bates, congratulations on a fabulous season and your second-place finish at State. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir, and enjoy your off-season.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Dave Bates, the head coach of the Auburn Trojans. Class act there, Andy. And
yes,
couldn't
very
have
much
happened
so.
To a better guy.
Yes, very much so. Just really appreciate his taking the time to talk with us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Been, like he said, been a whirlwind of a week.
I bet
to say
so.
The least. But
I bet so.
Hey, they only pass out, what, 16 total state football trophies, and Auburn's got one of them.
Auburn's got one of them. They've got nothing to be ashamed of.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
Fabulous
Especially
season.
Especially after losing three of their first four ball games and then coming
Think
back
about
that. To play for the state championship.
They had no margin for error.
No.
No margin.
No.
So they got it done, got all the way to the state championship game. Congratulations to the Auburn Trojans. We do need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to switch gears from football to high school basketball. Sports Saturday returns in just a moment.
Now back to the Sports Saturday show on this Saturday morning. Once again, we join Tim Mize.
All right, Randy Prangy, thank you so much. Coming up tonight at the Taylorville Lady Tornadoes Tournament, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers will take on the Auburn Trojans in the championship game at 8 o'clock this evening. And joining us right now is the head coach of the Toppers, Brett Teakin. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. How are you?
No problem. Doing good.
Well, it's been a good week for you guys at Taylorville. Brett, if you could kind of just recap the Toppers' early season here. You guys have been very impressive.
We started off with Staunton on the road last Tuesday, and they're a young team, and we got them. And then we started out at Taylorville. We had Effingham St. Anthony on Friday night last week, and it was kind of a slow start for both teams, but we finally got it rolling a little bit and beat them by 16. And then we had Jacksonville in a very interesting game with the power that kept going out. Never had quite been a part of something like that before. And we beat them, and then we had Taylorville last Saturday night, and it was a very well-played game by both teams, and we were able to sneak that one out. And then we beat Lincoln last night by 7 in the semifinals and play Auburn tonight.
Dick, you seem to this year have a really nice mix of upperclassmen, underclassmen, post-play, guard play.
Yeah, we really do have a nice mix here. We have three seniors that have all either started or been part of the program for 4 years, and Carly Cameron, who got her 1,000th point last night. And Lindsey Storm, who started pretty much all of last year for us. And Maddie Reck, who was sick, had mono most of last year. But her freshman and sophomore year, she was back up to points guards like Shelby Gray and Katie DeLuca. So she's gotten a lot of experience. And then our junior class has been pretty solid throughout the years. Maddie Miller has started some games, and she'll start off and on for us this year in the post. And Denzel Moore, who was injured most of last year, has really been giving us some a third scorer that really has come in and scored double figures in our last three games. And then my daughter Lauren and Maddie Powell, Maddie Andre, and Lindsay Major all give us a little bit of depth. We could bring them in if we need to. And then we've got a freshman in Sammy Matouche, who really has jumped into the scene and made her mark already for us, and she's been playing really well.
We'll talk about Sammy Matouche in just a moment, Brett, but let's go back to Carly Cameron for a second. She is obviously been a great ball player for you now for 4 years. You mentioned her 1,000th career point last night, but just talk about what she has meant to the program over her 4 years.
Well, she came in as a freshman and didn't start right away. About mid-season as a freshman, she came in with Shelby Gray and at that time and really solidified herself in the post for us and gave us a post present for, well, like I said, the last 3 years plus now. And the thing is about Carly, she helps bring the ball up against the press. She handles the ball well. She can shoot from the perimeter. So we can bring another big in and put Carly on the outside. And she's just been a real nice scorer for us, either whether it's inside or outside. And she's really made her mark on our program and got better part of a year to add to her 1,000 points here. So she's been a big part of our program for 4 years.
And it sure looks like Sammy Matouche is going to be the torchbearer here moving forward. And just talk a little bit about what she's able to do as a freshman, Teague, because I know Tito, he does not throw compliments involving Molly McDowell and Hope Schulte around lightly. He puts Sammy potentially into that group of talent.
Yeah, she's got a lot very similar to Hope now. I saw Molly a little bit more from a distance and stuff. But they all are 5'9", 5'10", point guards that you can put and handle the ball. They can shoot from the perimeter. They're good passers. They were lights out at the free throw line. They're just that kind of player that with the size and ball handling ability, they are all very similar type players that can play point. If I needed to, I could put her down in the post or on a wing. They're just all three very versatile players that handle the ball well, and they just don't, from what I saw, the ones I've had, they just don't really get rattled very much, and that's a great attribute too.
Well, if she can stay rattle-free tonight, that will be an accomplishment. She played in big ball games in junior high, but that is junior high. Her first varsity championship game tonight, and you get the Auburn Trojans. And Teague, Auburn is hot here to start the year.
Yeah, we saw them a little bit over there, and they've got size. They've got some good guard play. It's really, I think, kind of a mirror team of ourselves, that we both have some length and some size, and we both can shoot the ball well. We handle the ball well. It should be a good, tight game all the way through, I would think.
You're going to be able to keep your assistant coach in line?
Oh, we'll try to. Might have to get a chain or a rope or something and tie him down a little bit once in a while.
Teague, we always appreciate the time you give us on Saturday morning. Best of luck tonight against the Auburn Trojans in the Taylorville final, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Brett Teakin of the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers, of course, his assistant is the great Bobby Allen. We love Bobby. We kid with Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the Toppers and the Trojans, that's a great early season tournament championship tonight in Taylorville. That's the championship game at 8. They'll start at 3:30 this afternoon in Taylorville. Eisenhower and Mount Zion for 7th place. St. Anthony and Jacksonville for 5th place at 5 o'clock. Then Taylorville takes on Lincoln at 6:30 for 3rd. We mentioned then Hillsboro and Auburn for the championship in Taylorville tonight at 8 o'clock.
You know, it sounds like in that tournament they've really put together a good lineup of small schools and large schools.
That has been, and you're exactly right, that has been a great tournament for that reason. And that tournament has served Hillsboro very well over the years. You know, they don't always, this year when they've got a good squad, they go in and they'll compete for the championship. But when Hillsboro's down a little bit, they go over there. They may not get the wins, but they compete, and they're always better for it the second part of the season.
Stuff like that will help you down the road.
Tough schedule.
Yes.
We're going to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we hope to catch up with Litchfield Purple Panthers head coach Drew Logan. They are playing at the Metro East Tip-Off Classic. We hope to catch up with Coach Logan following these messages. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Tim Mize along with Randy Prang as we roll along here the last Saturday in November. The Metro East Turkey Tip-Off will wrap up today, and the Litchfield Purple Panthers will be playing for 5th place at 5:30 tonight as they will take on the Gillespie Miners. And Drew Logan, the Panther head coach, joining us on the phone right now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well this morning, and that was a long day of basketball for your squad yesterday, playing the early afternoon game, and then just kind of talk about, well, I guess you hoped it would have been a bit of a longer day, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, we had obviously kind of planned on playing at 1-7, but you know, we went up against a nice Southwestern team and played pretty well. Just kind of ran out of gas towards the end.
And Drew, can you explain to me tournament wise here how they decide which two pool winners get byes? Because that is an odd setup to win your pool and then potentially have to play two games in a day.
Yeah, the way it's set up, they got 6 3-team pools that are. I'm not exactly sure how they're ranked. There's some conflict on how things are ranked, but they choose the top two teams, which were Metro and Marquette, and then you had Waterloo, and then it was down to Freeburg was actually ranked ahead of us, and you had Southwestern ranked ahead of Roxana. But those front two pools that are considered the 1 and 2 teams get the bye on Friday. The other pools then have to fight it out to play them on Saturday night, pretty much.
You had a doozy with Southwestern yesterday. It was a 1-point game at the half. Southwestern pulled away with the win, but Justin Bailey, 11 of 12 from 3 yesterday for the Fayasaw Birds. And as a coach, how do you stop someone, or can you stop someone when they're just on fire like that?
Well, obviously we couldn't. we went into the game. I mean, he had 5 threes in their game against Roxana, so it's not like it was a shock to us that he could shoot. And one of my old assistant coaches at Mount Olive, Wade DeFries, was their middle school coach years ago. So I already, you already kind of knew this sophomore class was pretty good. And I mean, I even went back and watched film last night, and, he's kind of got a Steph Curry type release where it's gone fast. And Zach Skinner, we told him he had no help responsibilities. He just had to guard him. And Zach guarded him about as good as he could. And the kid just, once he got hot, he kept thinking every shot he took was just a heat check, but he kept knocking them down.
Well, you've played enough basketball. You've probably been there yourself.
I've had moments, nothing like that. My goodness. So, I mean, 11 threes in the game is, I mean, you would be happy. I mean, if we had 11 threes in the game as a team this year, I would be ecstatic. So, it was difficult. The thing was, our kids kept playing, and I mean, we were down, I think, 3 early in the fourth quarter. We just, we couldn't quite get over the hump. We'd take a lead here or there, and then they would come back. So I was proud of the kids, and like I told them after the game, we play them again in 2 weeks, so we get another shot at them.
And you guys have played well early, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, I was concerned, and one of the things I kept telling people, was the addition of Josh Franke and the sophomores having to play some minutes that maybe they aren't accustomed to, and even Zach Skinner didn't play a lot on varsity last year. I kind of expected some early season growing pains, and we will probably still see him, I assume. But the kids have came out of the gate playing well. We had a really good second half against Wood River. We battled back numerous times against Freeburg. We were down, I think, 9 or 10 at one point, and battled back and won that. And then, like I said, even last night, I told them with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go, we were down 9. I said, a lot of things got to go right here for us to win this game, but we can still get better. We're still playing scenarios right now.
And Drew, you've got a very good trio with the addition of Frankie, and then obviously you have Connor Simmons and Cooper Scharf. Those three kids, when they're on the floor at the same time, that's tough.
Yeah, it causes a difference. We had some matchup issues last year with Cooper. I mean, he's got guard skills, but he's 6'4", and he's even a little bit bigger this year, put on a little bit of weight. So it kind of causes some matchup issues. But when you add a 6'3", 230-pound kid, it obviously has more matchup issues, but it's been a nice addition. We're just still, I spoke with the sophomores after the game last night. It's not a matter of them just getting in the game. They got to get in there and compete. I don't expect the level of play to be the same, but I do expect that we get in there and be able to compete and get these guys some breaks when they need them.
Andrew, this could be dead wrong on my part, assuming here, but watching Josh Franke during the football season, he just seems like the type of kid who has an infectious personality.
He's a great kid, and we saw that, this summer. Whenever he was playing for us this summer, he's got a motor. That's what I keep saying to people. He's just got a motor. He plays hard, and it is. If you get that kid out there that's working hard, and it kind of carries over to the other players. And, that's what I told my wife last night. I've been more relaxed this year just with this group of kids because I know at least we're going to play hard. I don't have to question effort. We're going to go play hard. And if we go play hard and we don't play well, or a kid hits 11 threes like last night, sometimes things just don't fall the way they're supposed to or the way you feel they should. But I'm not nervous. you know, I'm very comfortable with this group of kids, and I feel like we can, you know, we can have a pretty good year.
And from a coaching perspective, that's all you ever want, isn't it, Drew? For your kids to just leave it out on the floor, and then the chips will fall where they may.
Well, and I said that at Mount Olive all the time. It takes no ability to hustle. I mean, it takes zero skill. You just work hard. And, you know, and that's kind of the point I've been trying to hammer across for 5 years in Litchfield. You know, if you just work hard, a lot of things fall in your favor. It's not always going to work out. You know, you do have to have some basketball skill, and you do have to have X's and O's and strategy. But if you just play hard, that takes a big chunk of the equation out.
Well, your opponent tonight, they're going to play hard, the Gillespie Miners with the Price brothers. What type of challenges do they present?
They present the same challenges they have for a couple of years. I mean, those two guys are, you know, and we see them during the summer at our summer league, and they're just smart basketball players. You know, they always try to put their team in the best situation they can every time on both ends of the floor. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how we can match up with them, and obviously – you know, last year we matched up with them okay at Carlinville and struggled, and then we played them again in January, and they absolutely took it to us. So, you know, it's kind of our, you know, we talked about Southwestern last year. You know, we went to Southwestern and got our tails handed to us over there, and I told him yesterday, I said, you know, that's over a year ago, and it still bothers me. You know, so it's one of those where you want to, you know, it's a new year, but you got to remember what happened last year and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck today against Gillespie.
All right, thank you.
Drew Logan from Litchfield. The Panthers will play the Gillespie Miners for fifth place at the Metro East Turkey Tip-Off at 5:30. Southwestern takes on Marquette for third place at 7. And then your championship game has Metro East Lutheran taking on Waterloo Jabot. That is an 8:30 tip tonight in the championship bracket at Metro East. Now, the silver bracket, this is a very confusing tournament, Randy. You heard Drew talking a little bit, but they got six pools, three teams each. So the top two pools get byes into the championship semis. But they've got a silver bracket, which is for the teams who finish second in their pool. You take notes. There's going to be a test later. They've got a bronze bracket for the teams that finished third in their pool. That's how they break it down. So in the silver bracket, which is the second-place pool teams, Staunton takes on Freeburg at 11:30 this morning. Odin takes on Cleveland ROTC at 1. And then Bunker Hill and Roxana will play at 2:30 for first place in the silver bracket. So that's like they're playing for 7th overall. It's an 18-team field. The bronze bracket, the third-place teams in pool play, Marissa and Dupo underway at 10:30 this morning in the auxiliary gym at Metro East. Valmyra and New Athens at 10 o'clock for third place in the bronze bracket, that game in the main gym. And then Wood River and Christ Our Rock Lutheran in the auxiliary gym at noon for first place in the bronze bracket. And that's, I don't know, like 13th place. Something like that.
Okay.
Got that?
Yes.
Clear as mud, right?
Right. Now, the winner of the cranberry pool will play the winner of the bronze pool. Is that...
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think you got anything mixed up there at all.
Good. See? Who says this is hard?
No, nothing to it.
Yeah.
Nothing to it. So that's what's going on at Metro today. Nokomis' Stovetop Stuffing Classic tonight, Granite City and Civic Memorial. That's at 4:30. Taylorville and Nokomis will play at 6 o'clock tonight. At New Berlin at 4, West Central takes on South County. Lincolnwood battles Lutheran at 5:30, a win for the Lancers, and they are champions at New Berlin. And then the host Pretzels take on Macon Meridian at 7 this evening. At the Edinburgh tournament tonight, Plains and Athens at 6, Edinburgh and Madison at 7:45. In Mulberry Grove at 4 o'clock, it'll be Patoka and Sandoval. Mount Olive takes on Ramsey at 5:30, and then Huttonsville takes on Mulberry Grove at 7 o'clock tonight. The Kaskaskian Classic in Carlisle is underway today. Hillsboro plays Woodlawn at 6. Greenville will play Pinckneyville at 7:30. And on the girls' side, we mentioned Taylorville earlier, Hillsboro and Auburn for that championship. That's a great championship game, and there's a great championship game at the Pena Girls Thanksgiving Tournament as well. Williamsville-Athens is your third-place game at 6, and then Southwestern takes on defending 1A champ Central A&M at 7:30 tonight in Pena. That'll be a very good ball game. And then at Litchfield tonight, Mount Olive Vandalia at 6, Litchfield and Carlinville at 7:30. If Litchfield wins, they will be champions of the Litchfield Round Robin. What are you showing me, Randy? Weather?
Yes.
We got to take a weather break?
Yes, we do.
No snow in the forecast, is there?
No, not yet.
Not yet. That's good. So we'll take a break for our weather. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday in just a moment. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. Let's catch up now with Hillsborough Topper head coach Joe Vanzo for a few minutes here on Sports Saturday. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for calling me.
Well, we're happy to get you on the air here. You got a big game tonight, 6 o'clock over in the Kaskaskian Classic in Carlisle, taking on Woodlawn. What do you know about Woodlawn?
They're a very good team. They won 25 games last year. They start five seniors. They have a four-year starter on the wing that's 6'5 and scored over 1,200 points. So they're very experienced, senior-laden. They have five kids that can score. Honestly, looking at our schedule, they're probably one of the best two or three teams that we'll see.
Get them out of the way early, I guess.
Yeah, big-time challenge, just kind of see where we're at. So,
Joe, obviously a different-looking squad for this year. Dylan Miller up at North Dakota State doing his thing. So who are some of the important key toppers for this season?
We look at three kids to kind of take most of our shots. We got Steven Finske, who played a major role for us last year. He's the one kid with extensive experience back. We got a freshman on the wing, Donovan Moore, who I'm sure you know a lot about. He scored 25 points in our opener over at Shelbyville. Very talented, can score in a lot of different ways. And our point guard this year, Drake Payton, the sophomore, very quick with the ball, can get to the basket, can get into the paint and finish real well. And those are the three kids that we look for to take most of our shots.
I guess, Joe, will you change the style or approach that you guys are going to play this year without the post presence like Miller down there?
Absolutely. I feel like as a coach, you got to tailor your style of play to your team, to your strength. So we are a completely different team. The offenses that we run are completely different. The pace that we play is completely different. So it's new for everybody. I mean, as a coach, it's different, just in how you, put in your system and what you, spend time on in practice and what you emphasize. So it's been a learning experience for me, and it's been fun. I mean, it's been fun to do something different and see where it takes us.
Coach, have your players that you had last year, are they able to pick up on the new system real quick?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of the same concepts and stuff. It's just, we've spent a lot of time in the past working on post feeds and working on post moves, which is something that we still do, but our bigs are a little more focused on setting ball screens now and running the floor and finishing, as opposed to, running a set offense for a long period of time and trying to feed the ball to Dylan Miller or another post player. So it's a little different in that, but, it's still a lot of the same stuff that's done.
And Joe, you guys are going to get challenged in this tournament for sure. You mentioned Woodlawn tonight, but then you got Pinckneyville on the schedule Wednesday.
Yeah, Pinckneyville, who I don't know as much about. They won a regional last year, played in a sectional final. And they're traditionally very good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they'll be a tough test as well. But we are really looking forward to the challenge. I mean, our kids, despite, not having – a lot of experience. I mean, our kids are—they're not afraid to play anybody. I mean, they expect to compete. And they expect to do well against anybody that we play.
You guys have played in some big ball games over the years, so they've been in those types of spots.
Yeah, the last couple of years, we've kind of turned the tide a little bit. We've had some success here the last couple of years, having a winning season, which has, been tough because we traditionally play a very tough schedule, mm-hmm. And especially last year, we really kind of beefed up the schedule, having a senior dominated squad. So I mean, our kids expect to win. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Joe, we always appreciate your time throughout the basketball season. Best of luck tonight against Woodlawn, and we look forward to talking to you down the road, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, you as well. Joe Vanzo, the head coach of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, in action tonight against Woodlawn at the Kaskaskian Classic in Carlisle. That's a 6 o'clock tip. Of course, the Lady Toppers in Taylorville tonight to take on Auburn for an 8 o'clock tip for that championship.
And Hillsborough plays at Pinckneyville?
Well, it's a tournament. It's at Carlisle.
Oh, it's at
it's
oh,
the
they
Carlisle
Pinckneyville
tournament.
At, oh, I thought yep. you meant they played Pinckneyville in a regular season game.
No, no, coming up okay. Wednesday at that tournament there.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, Pinckneyville traditionally has been a strong Southern Illinois basketball power.
Like you think of Pinckneyville, you think of T-Town.
Heron.
Heron, you know, those are the types of schools you think yeah. of when you think of that Southern
yeah,
basketball.
Carbondale.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we thank about, we thank all of our time. Coaches for their time this morning. Of course, we thank T. Toad for his time this
yes.
morning. Terry is back. We're all very happy about that. We can't wait to get T. Toad back in the studio, back behind the microphone.
Yeah, getting back to work. yeah.
As only Randy could say, T. We got the Fighting Illini football season finale for you this afternoon from Soldier Field in Chicago.
And they could be bowl eligible with a win.
Now,
with a win granted,
today, it's
Northwestern
six.
Is playing for a big bowl.
They're nationally ranked. That's
yes.
exactly right. But, hey, stranger things have happened.
They sure have.
So we'll have live coverage of the Illini football at 1:30 this afternoon. As soon as Fighting Illini football is done, we will have Fighting Illini basketball from the Emerald Coast Classic, the Illini playing Iowa State. Live coverage as soon as football is done. Here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. For Randy Prangy, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done.